You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 222. Today is Saturday, June 27th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week for my co-host is Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. It's been a week. I've been busy, so
it has been.
Good to get back into the Saturday swing of things.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, just a couple of things before I introduce our guest. As you can see, this week we've had to change a couple of things. I'll talk a little bit more about it later. Just want to say that we've had to change up some stuff due to some recent information regarding certain people around in the WoW community and in certain communities, and we are no longer supporting them. So there will be a few little changes, but just to let you guys know. So I will talk a little bit more about that soon, but for the moment, let us talk to, we have got Emma Shaper here. Ryan, hey, how are you? Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome.
It's good to be back.
Thank you for coming and saying hi, and we get to catch up with you. So it's been a little while. It has been
Like a couple of years, like maybe a few years.
It has.
2017.
Has it been that long? Oh my god.
Maybe it was 2018. I can't remember.
It's been a little while, absolutely. But you know what? Thank you for saying yes, and thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate that. So we want to know, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
So I've had a lot of character. I've been going through a lot of challenge tunes. Like, like, I don't know if you knew it. That bloodthirsty named Blood Trap. That was me.
Oh, okay.
He died last year. Like, he was like my highest bloodthirsty. He died like 90 something.
Ow.
Because I recommend, if I ever get a character, a bloodthirsty, back up to Pandaria or something, I'm not going to kill Rarus and Pandaria anymore. Because there's this Panda Rare in Jade Forest that has the ability that can two-shot you.
Right.
Like, I have video evidence. Like, it felt like it was a one-shot. Then I look back on the footage, and it was a two-shot. It's like, he channels it, and it takes you half health. Then if he hits, and he can hit it, charge hit you with it twice.
Wow. Okay, where's so that one? Jade Forest.
And, so basically, it's in Jade Forest.
Yep.
It's if you go to the, it's to the east of that little lake town for the Alliance. Like there's a little rare in this cave just east of that. Like, and it actually has a little, it's in this little tower kind of structure kind of thing.
Yep.
It is neutral, so you can't accidentally pull him, which is nice.
Oh.
He's kind of sitting. He's a monk.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Panda rares are bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Actually, before that, I actually had an almost close call because there's this Hosen. It's not the rare that almost killed me. I pulled too much. I had to feign death.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's
kind of rare. Two rare times before he killed my character.
Yeah. Man, I mean, death's hurt. That's still, you know, two shot. It's ouch. That is definitely a rough way to go. But you've been doing a lot. What other challenges have you been?
I've been focusing on the Green Man.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you've been streaming greens, haven't you?
Yeah, like I made this. Well, I had this orc named Incredi Hulk that I started a while back, and I was playing him, and I almost, I got him, like, to 63. Then I had him in Ashara. There's a little quest, basically, there's a little town you have, that you have this, look, you do all these quests, like you control this, you have this this elemental thing, be your pet, yet they control these Naga, brainwash these Naga or something, and take this book. And then next thing you know, it takes you to this arcane trial thing. Don't do it.
Okay.
But it's doing so good.
Yeah.
It's basically, you have to go up the tower. The first time I did it, I went up the tower, and I couldn't complete. I'm like, what the heck? So I went back down, and you have to collect these things and avoid this stuff while going up the tower. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Good to know.
And then I made this green tea, which was the first one I made, and got him up to around the same level, got him to Deadridge.
Yeah. And yes.
I'm trying to do this the stealth quest, which there's this first step I've never done because I couldn't figure it out, so I just gave up.
Yeah.
And I got into this tower, you have to sneak in this tower and tag this orc or something in this tower. But then I got in, like, then I tried to get out. It was full of elites too, so I basically tried to jump down, but it gets me before I can even get down.
Oh.
And I got another one to the same place, but this quest I did before, you know, when you have to go to the guard, steal that key. I did it on that other guy. If you ever just avoid that quest, but it even warned you, take off your pet. Yeah. I got the key, then I dismount, my pet respawns, he pulls all the wolves, and I die. And I try to run. The wolves got me.
Then it's after that, rough spot, definitely.
But this current one I have at 60, I haven't played him since survival contest. Because I got him up to 60 before it, and I just kept going through that. Like, my highest one was like 54. Then I died to that ogre rare.
Yeah.
Then my second, after Blood Trap died, I made a Blood Trap 2. I got him up to Outland, doing fine. I had this rare add-on. I was flying around Outland, checking all the rare spawn points. I was in the final of a grand, and I accidentally hit my mount button, got dismounted. And I didn't hit disengage, and I just went black.
That'll
do it.
Yeah.
Which led me to my current Bloodthirsty, which I'm like, if this could have been avoided if I was a druid. Because you can cast Light Form in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But now I made a... Now my current one is a druid, which... It's hard, I've almost died to that spider in that mine in Elwynn.
Yeah.
Depending on your spec, druid can be a little iffy sometimes, and you can't go for all the rares all the time.
Yeah, I tried them. I mean, I haven't been balanced, which balanced does a lot. It says the best damage I found. But
balance damage isn't bad, but your heal sucks. So you kind of have to weigh the good with the bad there. Package.
Because I did try putting him in Feral. But the damage
Guardian's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe I could try Guardians for the harder stuff.
I was going to say, maybe Guardian. For the
easier stuff.
Yeah.
Or just stop killing rares on him. Or at least I know the rares I can kill.
Yeah.
Like, there's two rares for sure on Elwynn I can no longer kill, like, used to be able to kill. Like that rare on Jorm's Landing south of the, just east of the mine, of that cobalt mine, the farms. I used to be able to kill him. My strategy was basically I'd get him, I'd root the rare.
Yeah.
Actually, this is before I had roots, I still was able to get him.
Yeah.
What I'd do is I'd focus on that caster, Shadow Mail, wait for Shadow Mail to come off cooldown, kill those two thugs, and Shadow Mail, then kill the rare.
Okay.
But I can't do it because those thugs now, they stun you. So I'm trying to heal and I'm getting stunned by the thugs. Mm. No. I'm used to do that where by that. I used to do this little circle. I'd go around in a circle all the way around Ellen, but when I get toward the end, which is closer to that, we're closest to that garrison, that bear by the garrison, and I go straight for that human right just north of it.
Yeah.
But I don't even dare her anymore either, because there's a thug right next to her.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gotcha.
Like, spawn behind me, so I have to turn around to cast.
Yeah.
Just not worth it anymore.
Yeah. So do you normally, on your bloods and your greens, so obviously you can wear green gear, do you max them out to as much green gear as you can, or do you limit yourself to the green gear that you're wearing on those tunes?
Bloodthirsty, I go all greens.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Man, the first... Well, Incredi Hulk was my first ever attempt.
Yeah.
But I didn't start recording him, so I started recording on this blood elf named Amish Green or something. I can't remember what I named him.
Yeah.
Him, I was limiting. But I was keeping all the gears. But I only had, one green.
Yeah.
But he died in Darkshore to these really hard guys. And by that point, I actually had two greens on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Gotcha.
These trolls, I think they were. They had... One of them had a really mean bite.
Yeah. Trolls do that.
Yeah.
It's their tusks and their teeth.
Yeah.
But now what I do is basically... All my green mans, I do... Here's my path now when I... I'm gonna do my challenges is I go through all the noob zones.
Mm-hmm.
Get all, like, I go through starter zones. Some noob zones you can't do, I can't do normal. Basically what I do is I start as a nine elf, I do all the nine elf zone,
yeah,
every quest, which is easy, and then I go to the, then I go over to the, then I go to Exodar, do Ammonville, and I basically what I do is I go, I use a toy, I take the portal from, because the last quest you get from the Night Elves is turning in into Aranda, which is right by the portal to take you to Exodar. So mm-hmm. It's perfect. I just take that portal, walk over to the flight path, use the toy, and fly to Azeroth, and then run, and I set my hearth there. I run down toward Ammonville, pick up that fishing quest where you pick up the red snapper, and then I do all that, and then I turn that in. I run over up to Ammonville, do all those noob starting zone things, and then I hearth after I'm done with that.
Yeah,
save me time. Then I complete almost every quest. You know, toward the end of that, but with that contest. There's one quest I would not do in that zone.
Which one's that?
There's four bogs at the end, that totem chain quest. Because they can give you a Wind Fury.
Yeah.
I think it's actually killed one of my warrior Ironmans I've had.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, because that ability was on me, I was trying to heal.
Yeah.
Eating. Wasn't enough, he died.
Okay.
I recommend if you're not a hunter, or don't have a pet, if you're not ranged hunter, I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, not all quests are good for all classes or even all the challenges. Mm. So definitely have to pick your
be picky choosy.
Yeah,
pick your poison. Unfortunately, if you don't do that quest right there, those Furbog quests in the future on the other side, right where that Kirkin is, you can't even do those.
Yeah.
But then I go to Elwyn, do all those, including the noob zone. And then I go to Dunmoril, which you can't do in the gnome quest. You can't do the whole gnome gang quest, which makes sense, because that's intent for the gnomes.
Yeah.
But then I just do Dunmoril, same, and I basically run all the way down to the first, to the noob zone.
Yeah.
Then luckily you don't need to worry about hearth there, because that little chopper takes you out of there. But mm-hmm. first, you have to kill all those. But you have to run through that old way you used to be able to go into back in Classic, when you had to run into that cave. But you can still get into the cave, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're like a bloodthirsty. If you're a bloodthirsty dwarf, you can't get out of the starting zone if you can't go out that old way.
Yeah.
I should do some quests.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Then I go over. Then I do wetlands. Usually, by the time I get, I'll go to Westfall. I do Lac Mordant.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Zone.
Yep. Good zone.
And if any rares are up, I kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I always go up to that mine first. Basically I go into that first little area, kill those first quests, and I run up to that first little town. I do all the quests, including that little kill quest, and then I do all the bears and spiders and the gnolls as I'm going up to that little camp with that other quests are toward the wetlands entrance.
Yep.
Then I do all those. Then when I'm done with that, I hearth back to the main town.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it, and this is so many quests. I get so much experience. I just turn all the quests in that I had before, and then I do everything else, and then I just do all the, I do all of Lac-Mordant.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy.
Nice, nice. All right. Well, hang on. I think Nisi's got a question for you.
All right. So, you know, we know that you're working on Green Man, and you've done Bloodthirsty. Are there any goals that you have currently with any of your challenge tunes that you're trying to accomplish before Shadowlands comes in?
Yes, my main goal is to get a challenged character to 120 before the level squish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, I don't know if they're gonna do it with pre-patch or with the expansion release, because you know with the level squishes they've always done it with the pre-patch.
Yeah,
but I don't know if what their plans are with the whole. That's what I'm getting Green Man.
Yeah,
it's the fastest way to level. It's just like
I'd be expecting pre-patch.
Throw all the green dawn I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to hit with pre-patch too, just to give us a chance to get used to the idea of what's coming in.
Yes.
Because they also said that Winds of Wisdom is going away when pre-patch comes in, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of expecting it to hit about then.
Mm-hmm.
So on your challenge journey so far, with all of the challenges that you've touched on and worked with, is there anything you wish you would have done differently? And also, is there anything that you will do differently in the future?
Probably be more patient and stop rushing my challenge tunes. I think that's why I do, like, I get so excited. That's what happened to my highest Green Man at 99.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a lot of people on the guild. I'm like, I'm gonna get 100 with all these people on.
Yeah.
Which, you know, how he died is I was in Shadow Moon Valley in Draenor, and I was doing this quest. Honestly, I recommend don't do the Shadow Guys quest in Shadow Moon Valley. They heal a lot of damage. I was doing this Void Walker kind of dude, and he was fearing me, no big deal. So then, as I was killing him, then all of a sudden, I drop. I'm like, what the? Like, what the heck? I wasn't recording either, because I haven't been streaming much of the Green Man, because I've been just focused on just getting my character up.
Yep.
Kind of seeing how I was rising up through the ranks. I was actually kind of hoping to get my current one up to the top 5, so we can hear my character's name now. But I haven't touched him since before that challenge.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, it's, you know, you got time to work on, and it's like anything. You don't want to. I know for me, and I'm sure there's other people out there as well. As soon as I think I need to push it with a challenge tune, I'll end up dead. So sometimes you just gotta, you know, take a bit of a chill, refocus on it when you're ready to refocus, and I'm sure you'll come, you know, great guns out of the gates. So But, you know, it's always interesting to see how we do. But what I want to know is, you've been playing Challenge Toons for a while now, so let's just say. So what advice do you give to anyone who's either new or thinking, oh, should I give this a go? Like, what's your thing that you'd tell someone?
Make sure that you, if you're always patient, like, mm-hmm. like even set goals, but set goals that are eligible, that you could obtain. Like, don't be like, I'm gonna, like, honestly, don't do 24-hour streams. I've done those, and I almost lost a bloodthirsty doing it.
Yeah.
Because I have this thing, I do a 24-hour video for every 50 episodes, and my bloodthirsty. No, because I did a few. I've done for Pacifist, I've done for Iron, and I've done for Blood. Iron wasn't so bad. I wasn't too tired.
Yeah.
But then I was doing my bloodthirsty around 7 in the morning our time.
Yeah.
I was so tired, like I was getting home, because I, for what, from like 10 to 60, I had my my original bloodthirst blood trap was running on lockable dawn.
Yeah.
For like 20 levels.
Nice.
Like up to 60.
Yeah.
And but won the rounds during the 24-hour stream. I was so tired, and I was almost falling asleep while running around locking my dawn.
I understand the falling asleep.
And then I get into Iron Forge, and I start dozing off around the lava pit of Iron Forge. Like, I did fall into something, but it was in the middle between the grate, when they had a grate on it right by the auction house, which is, like, thank goodness. Oh, this close to just calling it, but of course I didn't. I'm just so lucky I didn't kill that tune.
Not worth it.
When you're tired.
If you're tired, log out. Or
that is exactly
if
right.
Tired, in the, like, when I first started, when I was trying to get up my Green Mans this year, all of April, we're having internet issues. Like, our router kept rebooting itself, like, every 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, or every hour or something. And I was trying to do my challenges. Like when I was doing Green Man, I was just doing this little quest in that little, you know, if you're in the middle of, you know, in the middle, if you go down into that little thing in Darnassus, that little quest, you have to collect those stuff, kill those fur bogs, in that den. That furbog den you have to go into for those quests.
Yeah.
So I was in the middle of that. I was about to turn in one quest, and the internet decided to do that. It came back on for a couple seconds. I'm like, log back in and hearth. I'm like, I think I turned the quest. Actually,
it's a bad spot.
I'm out of here. Luckily, the mob that I just killed didn't respawn before I could come back in.
Yeah.
Dens can be as deadly as caves.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you have internet problems. Like, if you have internet problems or you're tired, don't play.
That's it. That's exactly right.
I waited until almost it was time. I'm just glad it didn't happen on my... Actually, that bloodthirsty druid, I've been getting so bored of it, kind of, because how slow it is to level a druid. Versus like a hunter, I'm so used to how fast a hunter is. Because with a hunter, I can kill a mob like in like 2 seconds. With a druid, probably takes me 5 minutes, like about a couple minutes to kill a rare.
All the casters run about the same time. Depending on the challenge you're doing and what your gear's like, they've all been averaging about the same. Casters definitely feel slower than the melee, but you know, they all have their perks to them. So.
That's right, pros and cons, definitely.
And I've been trying to and outside of challenges, I've been trying to unlock all my allied races. I only need two more. Dark Army and Proudmoore. One thing I was nice about is I had all of, I've been mostly, my main character has been a Blood Elf Demon Hunter. And he had all the rep for normal, for the Mechanomes, for Mechanon. So I'm like, if I can, like, so basically I did all the rep, I did all the achievement unlocking on him.
Yeah.
Which, doing that number gun dungeon at Mechanon Dungeon, I got stuck in that boss, you know, that little part you have to sneak around to get to the end of the dungeon, to that second last boss or whatever.
Vaguely.
I was getting stuck. I could not get past it. So my group had a beat. Luckily it was DPS, not the tank. I was in my DPS spec, so I waited till the boss was done and took the shortcut.
Nice.
So I couldn't figure out, I tried, stealth, I'm not the best at stealth parts of video games.
Yeah.
Well, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is true. So is that... No, I was just going to say, so your week this week, you've just been mostly working on non-challenge tunes, or did you manage to get some challenge tune stuff done?
I was going to play some challenge tunes today before the podcast, but I didn't.
Got sidetracked.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But I'm pretty close to getting the Dark Iron and
nice.
More.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of the scenario to unlock Dark Iron. I just got through the... I got through the first part, then I go back, do that dungeon, get the item. Now I just haven't been back to do it.
Okay. But
I'm on the last quest. I don't know which quest. I got one of the achievements for the Proud Morris, the last one, which I think I'm close to the end of the quest chain for that.
Nice. Okay. Well, good luck. There are a lot of fun to be able to do. Though, you know, for those that want to unlock and have different, different tunes around. If you're a bit of an alcoholic, which I think a fair chunk of us are, it's good fun to do. So definitely.
Every time I lose a challenge tune, I have to delete it because I have full servers. Like I got two full servers, for one for Horde, one for Alliance. I got these. I had these tune characters. I think I deleted them again because I needed room for challenge tunes. Like I got my. I'm on Wormless Accord, and I got a whole server full of tunes.
Nice.
Like I have this Bloodthirsty Death Knight I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really work on that much. I also got a Bloodthirsty Demon Hunter I just put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Ashtria. I think I moved into the Veshwalar, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Character spots, please, Blizzard.
Yeah, I know, right? I think we all can agree that would be really good, really, really good. So,
I mean, with all the new allied races and everything they're coming in, I need a couple more
spots.
Just to make me feel a little better.
It would be
trying to get my goal is to get every race of every class. Like, basically, once I unlocked all the classes, I'm going to switch. I got a bunch of characters and classes reserved for those certain allied races. I named them to know that's the class I'm going to put in, at race and class I'm going to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to make a Kul'tiran Druid when I unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, I think I'm going to be a Dark Iron Rogue. I think I'm going to make a Dark Iron Rogue when I unlock Dark Irons.
Yeah. Well,
I got
that sounds
a
good.
Mogar Orc Hunter. This is on Ysera.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of characters on Ysera because Stone used to be on that server, and I'm still in that guild he used to be in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. It sounds like that you've been very busy. Like, you have been very busy, which is awesome. And I'm glad that you're having a bit of fun. And it's nice to sometimes walk away and do a little non-challenge stuff so you can come back and feel, you know, refreshed when you hit your challenge tunes again. And of course, we wish you the best of luck with that. What I'll do is, Nisi, I'm sure you've done nothing this week.
No. I haven't done a thing.
All right, Nisi, tell us, hit us with it. What have you done this week?
Okay, so Zorts and I on Monday actually had the stars align, and we were able to both show up and have internet working okay.
What?
For a little bit. We managed to get a level in on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. We were mostly doing fires because it was a little bit safer, because Zorts' latency was a little funny.
Was it still weird?
Yeah. Okay. We figured out what the issue is.
Right.
It seems to be something with his Streamlabs or something, because he cut it and switched to me and it was fine. So it was interesting. So I don't know if he's had the chance to look into seeing what's causing that yet or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a level on the team, so
yay!
We are still leveling them. It is still alive. It's just
nice.
Slow going.
Yeah.
I got a level on my Iron Man, so my iron's still going. I hit 70. Again, I was taking advantage of the fires. I don't really like to do the world events because all the traveling gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. But, you know, I figured, well, it's extra XP, and she's a squishy priest. Mm-hmm. So let me just relax, and we'll just do fires for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did one continent, got a level. I was like, okay.
Nice.
So then I switched over to this little other gnome I've got, and I started a new pacifist for the contest. Pacifist is not my main challenge. It's not. But, you know, it's the first pacifist contest we had. So I wanted to kind of spotlight it a little bit. And so I was streaming some of the contests to try to get the word out a little bit more and, you know, spotlight pacifist a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Let people see what's involved, at least how I do it. And so I went warrior. I was actually going to go mage, but I wasn't paying attention to the class when I was holding a name. And I'm like, oh, you know, when I logged in, I'm like, oh, it's a warrior. And I was like, I kind of want to, so I could port around. And then I was like, you know what? I'm lazy. I'm not going to lie. I'm lazy. And I didn't feel like going back out to the login screen, deleting it and redoing it. So I'm like, meh, we're a warrior.
Yep.
So I think Oz and I are the two warriors on the pacifist list. We're running
awesome.
Around.
Awesome.
Trying to keep pace with each other.
Nice.
So it's like, I hit a level and then I look back and it's like, oh, she hit my same level. So we've just been kind of trying to stay alive, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a backup in case something happens to my big pacifist. So I also got a level on Gentle Soul. I hit 101 with her. I hit 30 on my contest pacifist.
Nice.
And then I was working on my Bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So I got her to 115 this week.
Nice. Getting there.
I didn't think I would look forward to the level swish. I'm looking forward to the level squish very much. third 120 Bloodthirsty I'm working on. Second one back to back. I'm getting tired. I'm feeling it. So I'm looking forward to the level reduction here. It's a few hours to get through those upper teen levels.
It's a lot of grinding, a lot of killing.
It's taken some time, and I had a scare on her last night, early this morning.
Okay.
I was trying to get her ready for next week, and so that way I could just concentrate on my contest pacifist. And I was sitting there, and I was chatting with Boz in game, and I hit enter to send my message to her, and all of a sudden I'm on the login, logout screen, and I'm like, what? And I just kind of sat there for a second. I'm like, since when does hitting enter exit you? And I'm just so confused. I'm like, what? And then I noticed Discord was spinning, and I'm like, and I'm like, I'm like, Russell, did your internet drop out or was it just me? He goes, well, Discord wouldn't load in for me. And I'm like, it's the internet. Right. Finally got back in. I was sitting on the road talking to her. I wasn't in combat while I was talking, and I had two neutral mobs near me, so I was okay. But I was we're done for the night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'll do something else. That's
fine. Yes. Yes.
But yeah, she's my internet's okay most of the time until it isn't. So I was like, that was a surprise. It doesn't usually drop out at that time of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, right, okay, yeah.
Wow.
It's been a busy week. Been trying to stay busy. I've been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you've up to a few things this week as well. So tell us about your week.
I haven't done as much as I would have liked to get done. It's life, I tell you. IRL is just kicking my butt. So I did manage to start a Passy contest tune. And it was, I decided to go Horde. And so I went an undead rogue. So I was like, yay, let's play an undead rogue. I haven't done an undead rogue as a pacifist. Let's try Horde side. So I got her to level 15. Slowly, I was getting there when I had time to play. And then she was dead.
What happened?
So
died. I'm like, what?
So it's one of those things, and I know I've mentioned this on many occasions. It is always a really good idea to, if you're playing the same tune, same type of tune, so my warlocks all have the same bars, exactly the same spot. My priests have the same spells, their bars all exactly the same. I thought I had my rogue exactly the same as my big rogue. So apparently I didn't. And I was stealth through and I got hit where the fur bogs were, and the fur bogs, and not being able to, I went to hit sap. Sap was on the wrong thing, and instead it decided to take me out of stealth. Okay. And the fur bogs went, hello, look at you. You look yummy.
Yay.
And she was dead. So anyway, I was like, right, okay, let's go again. And I thought, no, we're gonna go Horde side. So I decided I would roll a Tauren Druid, because obviously I have already killed off a Tauren Druid pacifist this year. And I thought, no, I really would like to try it with the druid. So so I made her a couple of days ago, and I finally hit level 20 this morning. I did a lot of picking and mining last night and this morning. So I wanted to hit level 20 to be like, yay, I've done something. So yeah.
Looking at everybody leveling for the contest and how fast they're leveling, and I'm just like, my god, how are you guys leveling this fast? And I'm like, oh right, I'm all over the place. I don't have time to focus on just one challenge, so that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, and I wanted to get some other stuff done, but it's just been one of those things where it's not happened. So I'm happy I've got a contest tune on there. And Stone, if you go and roll yourself a level a pacifist contest tune, I'm not taking that. I don't care. I am not. You do not win. You do not win. Neither of us win this one. Okay? All right? I'm just saying, buddy. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So, it's been like that. But, yay! We're getting there. It's definitely different Horde side from doing an Alliance pacifist. Even with the way that the mobs are, like, New Tinkertown, Horde does not have anything like New Tinkertown. So to go round and round like Durotar, which is what I've been doing, Durotar, Mulgore, not so much, Tirisfal, not so much, but normally Durotar, go round and round Durotar as safely as you possibly can. So we will see. So anyway, we are slowly moving forward, which is good. Alrighty, bumpers. Where's some bumpers? Here we go. Let's do this one. What do we got? This one?
Do, 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 do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogueslayer. And she's in the chat room. So, hi, Rogue Slayer. All right. So, we have got Midsummer Fire Festival that is on. Hence why we are doing a pacifist contest. Because, yay! I'd be interested to know if there any pacifists have gone and done any desecrating. I've barely managed to just get some of the fires that I can get to on the low levels.
Yeah, I've been scared enough just to honor a couple of them because it's like, I'm not willing to just throw everything into the ring. So it's like, in some of the spots I don't have a flight plan for, so I'm like, I don't really want to run down to one of the places in Stranglethorn at level 10. I don't think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus, obviously, having, you know, if you're a low level, like say a level 10 or a 15, and you're somewhere like Stranglethorn, and you get, you know, you're flagged for PvP, you know someone's going to come past and just poke you with a stick. And you'll be dead. So,
there's a couple mobs that are a little too close to the road there in a couple of sections. Not the wisest idea.
Just be very careful. However, Nisi did do a write up, which is up on the website on the Midsummer Fire Festival stuff. So, please pop over to the wowchallenges.com website and you will find all of the information for it over there, which is, good. Rogue Slayer said she made the mistake of trying to honor the flame at Silithus once on a level 7. It did not end well.
I can't imagine that going real well because the bugs are really close to the tent there.
Yeah, to be very, very bug-centric. Very bug-centric. Oh. Yes.
I could never bring myself to even attempt that. I'd be too scared.
I know. All right. Okay. So let's have a look at our patiently pacifist contest, which is only be... Guys, we've only had 1 week. We've still got a week to go. We have still got a week to go. And oh my Lord, what a week. Wow. I must admit, you guys have blown all expectations that I thought how this contest was going to go when we're only a week in. So, again, thank you, everyone, who's been...
It's been amazing.
It has. We were not expecting this turnout. And, again, guys, thank you. Thank you for giving a go. So, I'm gonna have a look at some of the stats quickly, and then Nisi, can you do the top 10 for the contest for me? Okay, so looking at, we've had 42 tunes. So yay, because that was more than Chris and I were expecting. So thank you guys for playing along and having some fun with it. At the moment, we have got 59.5% are alive, so yay. 40.48% are dead, or flagged, which means you're dead for the contest, okay? Rogues, so looking at classes. Rogues, we have had 19 rogues. Druids, 16. Warriors, and priests, two each on those. And then we've got one of the monk, the mage, and the paladin. So, you know, well done on that. Race-wise, we have had 24 night elves, 7 tauren, 3 human, 2 orc, and then one each of troll, gnome, undead, draenei, dwarf, and blood elf. So, no surprises, Night Elf is out in the league, but, you know, was thinking people might change it up a bit. So, some people have. So, well done, everyone, you know, rolling and having some fun with the passies. All right, let's have a look at the top 10 so far with the contest. Because, again, these levels, guys... Seriously, I don't know what you guys are drinking. Are you sleeping?
No, I don't think anybody is. I'm
some of you.
How long it's taking me to get through a level, and then I'm looking at this and I'm like, no one is sleeping, no one is eating.
I know.
I think you're barely having time to run potty and come back. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, guys in the front, go to bed.
Go sleep.
Just sleep for like a day and let us catch up and make this a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Towards the higher end. So give us a chance.
It's no, I just say like, go for it. But anyway, let's do the top 10. Let's do the top 10. All right, go for it. Who have we got?
So 10th place, we have Gren Passy at level 34. 34 is 10th place, guys. You are awesome.
Well done.
9th is Harmless at level 35.
Great name. That is awesome name.
Absolutely. 8th is Nova Bear at 37. Passy Fist with a Y is 7th at 42.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have like a three-way tie here. 6th is Stealthy Sill at 42. And Passy Double I is also at 42 in 5th.
Nice.
So 4th we have Blame Chris. Blame Chris, everybody, at level 55.
Wonder who that is. Wonder who that is.
I don't know.
I know.
Top 3, we've got Feral at
63. That's the third.
That's brutal.
72.
Second place.
Mm-hmm.
First place is currently Fairy Passy at 74. So it's pretty tight between first and second. But anything can happen. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that so far. So, I mean, you guys are just doing awesome.
Right yeah.
My mind is blown at how fast you guys are leveling. I did not think anybody would be that high yet.
Yes.
Absolutely did not.
Well, I mean, well done. And obviously, we've had, I guess as a side mention, we do have to mention, I always knew that this guy was an absolute leveling machine, but I tell you what, this week he has proven it. Not only has Brittle got the second place at the moment at 72, he's done this in like 3 days because he lost his first passy, Brittle Dove, at 81. He got flagged for a kill and a killing blow. So,
oh my God, Brittle.
Brittle's done, what's that? 153 levels on 2 tunes in a week. Guys, Brittle, are you sleeping, dude?
I don't think so.
I'm just like, oh my lordy. So, anyway, these numbers are amazing. I thought no one was really going to get to 60, and you guys have just smashed right through that in this time frame. So
I figured like we would have seen maybe high 70s towards the end of the contest, not 1 week in. A week to go.
Mm-hmm. We've still got a week to go. So, my lordy, well done. Obviously, commiserations to everyone that we've lost, and it's a little rough. It's a little rough out there. Obviously, you've got to be very careful with your passies. But for those that still wanna, you know, come over, give it a go. We've still got a week to go. First prize is a Blizzard Store mount kindly donated by Fair. Again, thank you, Fair, for that. And anyone who places between second place to 10th place will go into the draw for a chance of a Blizzard Store pet. So we normally give two away, and that's a random draw. So if you make the top 10, you've got a chance for that. But again, guys, you're blowing my mind. So congratulations on everyone who is giving this a go. And thank you. Oh. Thank you for the support as well.
Quick side note. Mm-hmm. For those that are out working on their pacifists, not just contests, but pacifists in general, be careful of the Bonfire's Blessing buff.
Yes.
We have in the past had it be up in the zone. And I believe it was Zaya, actually, had gotten aggro on a mob somehow, and the buff ticked off on the mob, and it killed the mob, and he got the kill credit. So just be very careful while you're out there. Give yourself plenty of room. Remember, not all nodes are for your pacifist. So be careful. Just think about that. If there's a mob near it, maybe skip to the next one.
Yeah. And the other thing is, obviously, you know, because prox kills is a very real thing. It's been in the game for a little while now. And always just try and be really, really careful with your pacifist. Don't, like, log out. The easiest thing is, if you need to get up and walk away from the computer, don't stay surrounded by people. Because if you come back and you've got a prox kill due to you've gone AFK, like, you're done. For the contest, you're done. For obviously the main challenge of just a normal passy, you're gonna get flagged. And if you get flagged, well, you kinda, you're done in the level of having a clean run. So and we all wanna do a clean run. I think that's the ultimate goal. So
And prox kills, I've had them happen as low as winter spring in the 50s. Zortz and I were working on our iron team, and we didn't even touch this one Alkin. And I'm like, why is that sparkling? He's like, I don't know. Apparently we were close enough and we got credit for the kill, even though we never touched the mob.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen it happen in the 50s too. So it can really happen at any time.
That's so right. So be mindful. That's exactly right. So, but again, good luck everyone that is participating in the contest. And obviously, with doing any of your challenge tunes, thank you for giving any of it a go. We appreciate you guys coming over and having some fun with it. So definitely for that. Okay, now, just one more thing before I want to get into the state of the challenges. And this has to do with what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. So for probably a lot of you guys, you may not be aware, but there's been some stuff that has happened that's come through not only the WoW community, but also for streaming communities and all of that kind of stuff. If you wanna go and have a look, I'll leave it. I'm not gonna point in the directions. You can go and probably Google it and find stuff yourself. But there's been a lot of stuff that's happened in the last few days. From that, decisions have been made for us, because there was definitely things that were going to impact and affect us. We made the stance, I made the stance to pull off the intro, and the intro is getting redone for me. And that will be coming at some stage, but for the moment, thank you, Stone. And I've also got one from Carrie. Carrie did a little intro. It's only basic, but you know what? Thank you guys for doing that. I appreciate that. But I just want to say this, that even though within WoW Challenges is a small community within obviously a much larger community, but we've always been very tight-knit and close, and I think that is the main thing. However, I just want to reiterate the fact that, one, our rule has always been don't be a dick when it comes down to it, okay? Whether that is through Discord, through the forums, any of that, through the chat rooms, that will always be the top goal. Now, as to inappropriateness, anything that comes through that we hear of, whether it's, again, online, social media, that's linked to us, I'm just going to say, you know, you'll be done, because we're not going to tolerate that. And that also comes down to inappropriateness of names for tunes, team names, all of that kind of thing. So please, you know, if you're going to be doing something that involves us and that's going to be inappropriate or offensive to any degree, if admin or the mobs have an issue with it, then it's done. So please just be aware of that if you're not already aware of it. And we will change team names, as we have always stated, if it is not appropriate. And if the two name is not appropriate, well, I would say you're done from the challenge, because again, we are a nice little, we're just like doing our challenges, and I think we're like a big family. That's what we are. And we're not going to tolerate any crap, basically. So I just wanted to point that out. As Stone said, if you have an issue with any of the admins, you can bring it up with the other admins. Absolutely. If you don't want to talk to me, you've got two other people you can talk to, or vice versa. Okay.
Same goes for mods. If you have an issue with any of the mods,
same, you know, with mods. Absolutely.
Bring it to a different mod, and that's then we can elevate it from there.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to bring it up that there is stuff. There's always been bits and pieces going around at certain times, but the last few days there's been a lot of stuff come out of a lot of well-known people that play WoW, and it's bitterly disappointing, obviously, but please, you know, we're here as a little family and a tight group to have some fun, to help each other, and, you know, to be there for each other within this wonderful thing that we love to do, which is to play our challenge tunes. So again, if you've got any issues, please bring it to me. My ears, my shoulders always here. If anyone's got any concerns about anything to do with, you know, the challenges, WoW, whichever. Real life, if you need a shoulder for that, you know, let us know as well. So that's all I have to say on that matter. So thank you for indulging me on that. All right. State of the challenges. Let us see how this week has been. Because when I looked, I went, oh, damn. Okay, it's going to be interesting. So, irons. Ryan, do you want to take the irons? Let's see how they did this week, please.
Yeah. So, Jeng Tess is hit 83 at level 10 is Jeng Tess at 83. Number 9 is Ashed Hunter at 87. 80, number 8 is 7 Surpler at level 90. Number 7 is Celery at level 90. Number 6 is 99 at 99. That's so clever.
Nice.
Number 5 is Contester. Mm-hmm. At 104. Good job, Stir. Number 4 is Hipsterism is at 105. Number 3 is Fairlink at 109. Good job, Fair. Number 2 is Azzy Iron at 113. Good job, Azzy. Number 1 is Jan Lork at 117.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm. We didn't lose any irons.
Yeah, very, that's good.
Nice. Well done, because I think we did a few last week. So, yeah. All right. Bloods, Nisi, what have we got?
We don't have a full list, I think, because everybody's busy getting their passy on, but that's fine. We did have a few. So we'll start with 6th this week, BT Butcher at 15. 5th, we have Bloody Hunter Z, 21, but RIP. 4th, we have Bloody Hunt at 35. 3rd, we have Ensorcell at 53. 2nd, we have Blood Cell at 61. And 1st this week for Bloodthirsty, Soul Snuffer at 115.
Nice. Alrighty, let's have a look at the pacifists. What have we got, Ryan?
So we have, in number 10, we have Feral at 63. And number 9, we have Pacinik at 68. At number 8, we have Oops Brittle at 72. At number 7, we have Fair Viola at 72. At number 6, we have Fairy Passy at 74. At number 5, we have Brittle Dove at 81. Yellow Flagged, 1 kills and 1 kill and blows.
Mm-hmm.
We have number 4, Z Honkill, Z I No Kill at,
mm-hmm.
at 84. Number 3, we have Gentle Soul at 101. Number 2, we have Passy 117 at 102. At number 1, we have Pacifist at 114.
Nice one, Chris. Chris is slowly getting there. You get those fires, girl. That's what you need to do. All righty. Well, again, well done, Passies. And obviously, Brittle, commiserations. It was, I think we all felt that one, definitely. All right, tins. Nisi, can you do the tins and then go straight into the greens, please?
Sure. So for tins, we didn't have many. We had a couple, though. So there's a few tins out there leveling. Fourth, we have Taylin at 43. Third, we have Kassite at 54. Second, we have Arundel at 84. And first for tins this week is Fariskay at 110.
Nice.
Now, our green list, we did have a full set of 10 people working on their greens this week, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
So 10th place, we have Sardek at 33, but RIP. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, we don't have a full list of...
Oh, pfft. Lita can't write numbers. That's what Lita can't do.
We almost had a list of 10.
Yep. Okay. Sorry about that.
I'm like, did somebody get deleted or did we miss number? No, we missed number.
Probably missed
so
number.
We have 9 people. So 8th is Hat is 2. Sorry. 45. 7, we have Shizukana at 64. 6, we have Crikey at 65. 5th, we have Legend at 68. How did you get that name?
Good name. Like, nice.
4th, we have Fairer In at 91. 3rd, we have Green Gusk Han at 102. 2nd, we have Fairiverdi at 115. And first this week is Fairy Hope at 120. Congratulations, Winima. And she is our 6th BFA max level Green Man champion.
Nice. Winima, congratulations. That is awesome. Woo.
I'll be putting a max level write up for her on the website later today.
Nice. Nice. And again, you know, thank you, Nisi, for doing that. Wanima, congratulations. I think this has been a little while coming, so we're super happy and excited for you that you got 120 on Fairy Hope. So, well done. All right. And actually, and I really look forward to hearing, reading the write-up. It's always fun to
I haven't looked at the info. I just saw that she sent it to me because I didn't have the chance to really read it yet. But,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
It's always good to see the write-up. So well done on that. Okay. Ryan, who have we got for Working Man, please?
So we have Silelei at 17 RAP. We have at number 7 is Dayla at 18. Number 6 we have Gorgi or 20 at level 20. Number 5 we have Georgie. We have same with an E at level 30. Number 4 we have Cleveron at level 30 RIP. Number 3 we have Zaya Womlai at 40. Number 2 we have Lorgis at 44. Number 1 we have Noth Kaniza at 57. So I've heard butchered any of those names.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone should be used to us butchering names by now. We do our best. We try our best, guys. So, again, thank you for that. All right. Okay, so let's have a look at the Iron Team. So we had a couple of Iron Teams this week. We had at number three, we had Furry Squad, RIP, at level 13. Number two was Dragons Fly Clockwise is going to be their rename at 23. And finally, so finally, they are back. So happy to see. At the number one Iron Team this week, Team Puppet rides again. Hit level 74. Congratulations, Zorts and EC. Yay! So happy to see you're back. All right.
Trying,
yeah, I know. Between work schedules and and internet. We understand that. Alrighty, as for Blood and Green Teams, there was none this week. I think everyone's too busy playing passies and stuff. So obviously, guys, commiserations to all those we lost this week. We did lose a few, but to everyone who's been busy leveling and playing your challenge tunes again, good best of luck for this upcoming week, and again thank you for having some fun with playing a challenge tune. We appreciate that. All right, where's my bumper? Let's do the bumper. Here it is.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
Thank you, Zorts. All right, well, as we always like to start off our Chit Chat section, we have to play the bumper. Where is his bumper? Here it is.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Go for it, Ryan.
From Ezzy's pun is, from Ezzy, why couldn't the rabbi get his clothes clean? Because he had the washer set to Gentile. Oh, Ezzy, you've had some good ones.
He has had a few good ones. He has also had some not so good ones.
Ezzy,
it's not gold. It's not gold, dear. I will tell you that. You have had some good ones. I must admit, I have chuckled at quite a few. But thank you, Ezzy. Thank you for sending them in.
Thank you, sir.
And I always try not to read them until I get to this part, because I'm like, no, I want someone to read it to me so I can get that reaction. So this reaction you get, Ezzy, that's because I have no idea what's coming. All right. Nisi, what have we got?
Okay, so Dave likes to send us little drops and pearls of wisdom for life every so often. So this week, Dave has told us his favorite essential oil is bacon grease. There are quite a few people that will agree with you.
I was going to say, nothing wrong with that, Dave. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I tell you what, now I am really hungry and I could really do with some bacon. Bacon and eggs for lunch. Right? Oh, that would be good.
There you go.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast. All I've had is coffee. So yeah, bacon sounds good. I've probably got none. But anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you, Ezzy and Dave. Again, we appreciate it. It's nice to have a little chuckle or a groan, whichever way it goes. All right. Yes, exactly. All right, challenger tip of the week. Nisi,
yes.
What have you got for us?
Okay, so I saw Cell actually mention this in Discord to a degree, just kind of like offhandedly. And, you know, he's completely right. Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people get caught up in, what's the optimum class, race, combo for this challenge or that challenge. In the end, it doesn't matter. Play what you love. Because if you don't love what you're playing, you're going to resent it. You're not going to have fun. You're going to get tired of it. You're going to be like, meh, this is too much of a work feel. I'm not enjoying myself. Play what you love. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's not the optimal for that challenge. Go outside the box. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you're having fun, that's the most important thing.
That's true.
You know, because you don't want to come to dislike playing that combo. Mm-hmm. If you don't like that combo, don't play it. Play something else. You know, a lot of people like, oh, I got to get there fast. No, you don't. It's not a race, unless, you know, it's a contest, but that's something else. But, you know, normal challenge-wise, there's no prize for getting there the fastest. Mm-hmm. You know, the main thing is to get there. That's the big thing, you know? Get there for yourself, you know, so you can feel like you've gotten there, like you've accomplished something. Mm-hmm. Even just getting past your last personal best is awesome. Mm-hmm. Especially for some of the challenges, and some of the race class combos can be extremely difficult.
Yep.
You know, so play what you love. If you love playing, you know, pacifist warriors, play pacifist warrior. If you love playing, you know, working man hunters without a pet, go for it. Who cares? Mm. You know, just as long as you're within the rules, play what you love.
That's it. Absolutely. Because when it comes down to it at the moment, you know, 120 levels, it's a lot of time. It is a lot of time regardless. So if you're playing that tune, it's still time to sit down, and you might as well be doing something that you enjoy to do. So I think it's a very good tip. Again, you know, you can try, if you're an alcoholic, that is the other good thing, is you can start one, see how it feels. By the time you get to level 10, level 20, if you're not feeling it, then try something different. Like, you know, we can get to level 10, level 20 pretty quickly. We've got Winds of Wisdom buff at the moment. Absolutely. You've got Midsummer Fires. There's a lot of free XP. So you can just go forth, get some levels, see how you feel about playing that tune in that challenge.
That spec, try the other ones that, you know, you can change spec. Change it.
Change
specs. Try something else.
That's
right. Don't like it, delete the character. There's a deletion button. There's nothing forcing you to leave that character there.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, just have some fun with it, guys. That's the main thing. Alrighty. Anything else that we've got? There is a troll run is getting ready to kick off. So for anyone that's going over there, take part in that. Have fun. Troll run has always been a wonderful part of the community for what they support. Dravi over there, we love to support Dravi and those. Chris, thank you. Super sweet. Very super sweet. So thank you very much for the bits. All right. Anything else from the chat room? I don't think so. I think we've covered everything. Definitely bacon. That's all I can think about now. I'm like drooling, salivating.
I have pizza with bacon on in the refrigerator for dinner. So I'm like, yes.
Bacon sounds very, very good. Very good. All right. Okay. Let's start to wrap this up, guys. Okay. Nisi, do you want to take the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. We'd like to take this opportunity at the end of every show to thank our supporters, and those are the Iron Elite. Without you guys, this would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do, because you do help us keep things running, and we greatly appreciate it and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
We do.
So, with that being said, our Iron Elite supporters are as follows. Aleandris, Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Frasley Sparks Fan, Gaston, Grand Negus, K Vamp, Chris W, Lissan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Migi, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Road, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tuli Bardine, Olminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys so much.
Yep, absolutely. Can't say it enough for the support. And obviously, we have to say thank you to all of you guys out there that give support in so many different ways. Obviously, being here in the chat room, the bits that come to the channel, thank you. We appreciate that. The likes, the retweets across social media, and just playing your challenge tunes, having fun with it, spreading the word of what WoW Challenges is and what a challenge tune is. You know, that is a fun bit. Actually, that reminds me. The other day when I was on my little baby Passy, I had this guy that's like, hey, I see you starting out. I want to give you some stuff. And I'm sitting there going, I'm like, dude, if you only know. So I whispered him back and I'm like, I am a challenge tune. I'm like, thank you so much. Appreciate the thought. However, I am a challenge tune. And therefore, I cannot take any help from anyone. But thank you for the thought. And they were like, oh, a challenge tune. Cool. Okay, you know, best of luck. So that was really sweet. I haven't had one of those for quite some time. Every now and again, I will come across someone who's like, you're a challenge tune, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I am. So it's nice to see, you know, that people do get it out there in Azeroth. Some do, some don't. But it's nice to see those that do kind of have an inkling of what's going on, which is super sweet. So to that person, thank you for the thought, but it's all right. I ended up killing her off anyway, she's dead. So yeah, all right. Now, as I always like to say, and again, you know, I do say this every week, but without these people to help in so many ways, you know, I know that the admins we do appreciate it. So from Stone, Stir, and myself, I have to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods for all the things that you do. We do really appreciate it. So Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts, thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your continued looking after things and with everything that's going on and making sure that things are taken care of when some of us are a little busy dealing with the IRL. So we do appreciate that. Again, huge thank you to Arminia for all the things that he does, keeping the website sorted, working through, making new features, and all of that. Arminia, thank you. We greatly appreciate it. And to you guys listening on the podcast, on the podcast, wherever you're listening to chat room, for just being here and hanging out and watching live, thank you so much for being here. We do appreciate that. Now, sorry, now the voice is going. See, you can tell. We must be nearly at the end. The leader's voice is starting to go. All right, next week we will be back. So that will be, why have I got, it's like every week leader forgets to change the date. Honestly, it's hard to get good help.
I didn't notice that till now.
It's hard to get good help with myself, I tell ya. Okay, so next week we will be back next week at 7 p.m. Eastern, so it will be July 4th, correct?
That would yes. be awesome if that was actually going to be the date, you know?
Oh, it's be like, okay, we're not back until September, guys. Good luck for the next few months. Anyway, no, we are back July 4th next week. That means, one, we will have Fair joining us again. It will be the end of the contest, so we will see who our winners are, how everyone's been going with the Patiently Pacifist contest. So you still got a week, guys. But other than that, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you please tell us where people can find you and get in contact with you?
Yeah, on Discord, it's Amashaper. And my email is amishape@gmail.com, and my Instagram it's super sexy beast. I can't remember if there's any numbers.
Okay.
And I don't have a podcast, but I like to come on the WoW Challenges podcast. My Twitch is amishape33.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is JJRyan. And I don't really have a website, but my YouTube channel is Big Rhino. It's I think it's either there's a space or no space. Okay. It should pop up if you spell it right.
Okay.
It's BIGRYNO.
Okay. All right. Well, we will have all of that information up on the website with this episode. So for those not sure. Now, don't forget where you can find us, obviously, over at the wildchallenges.com website. And you will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen, you can download us on places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact me, contact the show, which is me, you can send an email to podcast@whalechallenges.com. You can also contact me on Discord, on Twitter directly, which I'll give that stuff. But if there's any issues, if you've got anything that you want to discuss with the admins or the mods, please come to us. My shoulders are always here. Isa are always there if anyone needs to discuss anything, and certainly pertaining to what the last few days have been. So if anyone needs that or wants to do that, please. My door is always open. All right, because I understand it is a trying time, and we need to support each other as best we can. So if anyone's got any issues, you can let me know personally, or certainly talk to the admins or the mods. Okay. Alrighty, Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Yes, you can find me on Discord in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, #4863. And also, just to continue what Lita said, we can't make it better if we don't know. So, you know, if you have an issue with any of us, or, you know, just come to us, talk to one of us, and we'll try to fix it and make it better. But we can't fix what we don't know. I'm also on Twitter at NisiBGN, and I stream on Twitch, also NisiBGN.
Excellent. All right. Yes, I do a lot of baking. Absolutely. And I tell you what, as much as we're still very much social distancing and all of that over here, anyone is always welcome to come for a coffee and,
I told you need to open Lita's Cafe. You were baking up a storm last week. I was like,
I know. And I have got some super yummy stuff that I made yesterday as well. So yeah, it's always good fun. And for those that want to check out anything that I do, you can hop over to Twitter. I do have posted Lita Wow is my Twitter account. There's, you'll find many things that I bake is over there. So that's LETTAWOW, as well as there is a link to an Instagram, which has mostly got food. Food on there, absolutely. Don't forget,
dangerous place to go.
It is at the moment. The kitchen is a very dangerous place for my family. They're like, what on earth have you made this week? And I open up the Tupperware containers, because, you know, it's going to be in Tupperware, and they're like, oh my god. So yeah, so they're quite happy this week. This weekend.
Oh, I bet.
Okay, don't forget, Stone and I do a show called Adventures in Azeroth, which at the moment we'll get back to, I'm sure, at some stage. We will see. Other than that, again, let's do the last thank yous. Nisi, can you do those for me?
So we'd also like to thank Stone and Carrie for giving us options on temporary intros to use.
Thank you.
And you can find Stone on Twitter at Stonegrass. We'd also like to thank Epic Insanity, if I could speak, for our outro, which we love him for. And you can find him on Twitter at @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. Again, appreciate the help from Stone and Carrie this week. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's the end of the show. Again, Ryan, thank you so much for coming on and catching up. It's been lovely to catch up with you. Best of luck with your Bloodthirsties and your Greens and any of your challenge tunes that you're playing. We wish you the very luck. For everyone else out there, please, you know, as we said, if you need a place to talk, if you need, just let us know. Certainly send me a DM or any of the mods. If you've got issues with the challenges or any of that stuff, please let us know. As Nisi said, we can't look into anything if we don't know. So please let us know. Other than that, I really just have to say, everyone, have a good week as best you can. I hope IRL is kind to you. May the challenges and your internet and all of those things, water, elixirs, don't get consumed when they're not supposed to. Stir, sorry to hear about that.
Sure, you have the vendor open and not.
Yes, the not trainer. And... Yep. So, you know, best of luck, everyone, on your challenge tunes this week. Please stay safe, both in game and out, and we will catch you next week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, chat room.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.